Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2524. Which of these 8 types of smart are you? By the NeuroGym team at myneurogym.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every single day of the year with permission from the authors or websites. And we get right to our next post as we optimize your life. Which of these 8 types of smart are you? By the NeuroGym team at myneurogym.com. It is possible to break free from intellectual labels if you want. It's totally possible to develop what psychologist Carol Dweck refers to as a growth mindset to enhance your brilliance. You've probably been subject at some point in your life to a test of intelligence quotient, or IQ. It's a test that measures the ratio of your mental age to your chronological age. Scientists argue that tests like these favor people with logical and mathematical abilities and disregard the intelligence of people with artistic, linguistic, musical, or interpersonal skills. Can you believe that? Since people are complex and multidimensional, scientists argue, so should be measures of their intelligence. And yeah, it's true, most of us have a few dominant types of smart that we pursue or are highly inclined to explore. Still, there's always room for improvement, right? Why not make it a point to explore all the intellectual areas and expand your mind? Remember when you were a kid and you were asked what you wanted to be when you grew up? You were probably around 5 years old. Maybe you said you wanted to be an astronaut, a veterinarian, or something that resembled your Halloween costume for that year. It was most likely cute or funny or something ridiculous. Maybe it's a few different things. Then as we continue to grow up, thoughts about the financial future and what career path we should choose began to take hold. We learned we're supposed to be really good at one thing and stick to it, make a lucrative career out of it. It was as if making our own decisions was out of the question. Sadly, this conditioned thought pattern, fixed mindset, can be limiting and may hold us captive in false fears. And as you probably already know, self-doubt and fear keep you from accomplishing your goals and dreams. So how do we harness a growth mindset versus getting stuck in a static one? Well, for one, we must keep acquiring new knowledge and developing different skills. This keeps us open to facing new challenges, embracing change, persisting in the face of setbacks, and learning from criticism so that we can persevere in life. Here are the 8 varieties of intelligence that Harvard scientist Howard Gardner discovered after many years of research, and ways to incorporate them into your life. Number 1, verbal linguistic intelligence. The linguistic ninjas who score high in verbal linguistic intelligence are highly sensitive to the sound, meaning, and order or syntax of words. They love to talk, listen, read, and write. They often become literary luminaries, foreign language translators, or public speakers. Is this an area where you can improve your knowledge and skills? Want to expand your mind into this realm of intelligence? Write a poem full of intense imagery and unique wordplay and recite it during an open mic night at your local cafe or pub. If that doesn't jive with you, read up on current events or watch a philosophical film and engage a verbal linguistic friend in a lively discussion. Number two, logical mathematical intelligence. This is the category of intelligence most widely measured by the old school IQ tests. People who score high on this scale tend to have strong abilities in, surprise, mathematics, and love to solve problems in the context of other complex systems. They are often much more logical than emotional and think things through in a sequential pattern. If you have a high logical mathematical intelligence, you might be interested in a career in information technology, software engineering, or a science such as biology. If you tend to have many dull moments when attempting to think logically or balance your checking account, start to work on puzzles, break ciphers, or solve riddles. If you're feeling really brave, take a gadget, non-essential to your daily life, apart and try to figure out how it works, then put it back together again. You got this, it just takes a little practice. And when or if you get frustrated, just set it aside and come back to it later, or not. This should be a stress-free experience. Number three, musical rhythmic intelligence. These guys are all the rage because they understand and create music. They're the singers and dancers, instrumentalists, musicians, and composers. If you want to boost your musical intelligence, find yourself a hand drum and learn to play. You can also dance around when no one is looking if you're shy to your favorite music. Number four, visual spatial intelligence. Do you know what fighter pilots and graphic designers have in common? To perform their jobs well, they must be able to visualize the world they are navigating precisely. For example, a military flight aptitude test measures one's ability to map 2D images in 3D space. People with high visual spatial intelligence have highly tuned depth perception and a honed talent for imagining layouts based on data points or images. Ways to enhance your visual spatial skills? Participate in the arts and take up sculpture, collage, photography, or painting. Create a flowchart for your next work project. Find a challenging puzzle, and if you get bored or stumped, don't give up. And or take up chess. Number five, bodily kinesthetic intelligence. People with this special brand of IQ love to use their bodies. They make excellent athletes, performers, and dancers. To enhance your kinesthetic intelligence, get a move on. Learn to dribble a soccer or basketball, or take a ballet or hip-hop dance class. Just get out there and express yourself. Any physical activity will do the trick. Number six, interpersonal intelligence. These folks are natural-born diplomats. They're sensitive to the needs of other people and are very good at negotiation to find that compromise that will work for everyone concerned. Interpersonally intelligent people are very perceptive of what motivates others, their moods, desires, and ambitions. They're excellent communicators and listeners who are known for driving a tough bargain. They often become leaders, therapists, or politicians. To build mastery in your interpersonal skill set, you can teach a friend something you know a lot about, engage with others in conversations and debates, or coach a junior sports team. Number seven, intrapersonal intelligence. Just like people with interpersonal intelligence, intrapersonal smart people have high emotional intelligence, or EQ. Those who score well on the intrapersonal scale are adroit at perceiving and understanding their emotions, values, and philosophy of life. They know how to set goals and maintain the discipline it takes to achieve them by being accountable to themselves. They're deep thinkers who often seek solitude, and they often become spiritual leaders, writers, and/or inventors. You can reach high levels of intrapersonal intelligence all by yourself. Write in a journal, practice mindfulness, and read books of poetry and philosophy. And number eight, naturalist intelligence. These are the people who know the names of most all flowers, trees, insects, and birds. They love to be in nature, either hiking, climbing mountains, or working on ecological projects. They see patterns and connections through the universe and tend to be spiritual, a result of a profound connection to the natural world. They make excellent environmentalists, ecologists, zoologists, or members of the Forestry Service. To explore your naturalist side, go on a backpacking trip, take a long walk on the beach, or lie down on your back to watch the clouds drift by. What animals do you see? Isn't it a relief to know you can still be smart no matter how frazzled you become in the face of a differential equation? Now, are you ready to achieve greatness and reach your full potential? When we open up to the possibilities of developing multiple forms of intelligence, entire worlds begin to present themselves. You'll see. As you explore these eight areas, remember that you're dabbling in new skills, stuff that may take time to take off or be lucrative. And if what you're doing doesn't float your boat, you have the freedom to explore something else. Enjoy the journey through your highly intelligent, multifaceted mind. You just listened to the post titled, "Which of these eight types of smart are you?" by the NeuroGym team at myneurogym.com. Thank you to the NeuroGym team. Takes me back thinking about what we wanted to be when we were little. I remember in around third or fourth grade, I wanted to be a pediatrician. I was pretty set on that. But the reason was because I thought maybe I could help kids who had the same issues I was having, since doctors at the time didn't seem to help me much. I had chronic stomach aches, and the only thing that would show up on extensive testing was massive gas bubbles. Or in the doctor's exact words that I still remember to this day, "No wonder your stomach hurts. You have a gas bubble the size of a watermelon." I'm convinced now it's because I have no memory of being able to burp ever and still can't burp. Not even accidentally, actually, fun fact. But anyway, as I learned more and more about what it would really entail to become a pediatrician, that became less and less of an option. And for me, there definitely was some self-doubt about it. I didn't find the sciences as easy as I did when I was younger, but I also think that's a good thing, as this article talked about, because I did get to dive more into other varieties, like music. I did that for over 10 years. A little bit of visual spatial and inter and intrapersonal intelligence, even through college years when I still wasn't really sure where I was headed. And I wouldn't take it back, actually, so keep learning. Thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.